Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's Nightside with Dan Ray on WBZ, Boston's news radio.
Good evening. It's a Monday, and Dan is on vacation once again this week. He'll be back the following week, a week from tonight. I'm Jordan Rich, his good friend, and hopefully your good friend, too. And I've been filling in and having a really fine time and enjoying the opportunity to be with you again. And we're here with a very busy night, and not to mention the fact that it's the holiday week, but it's the most bizarre holiday week in recent memory and probably anyone's memory. So we'll run down a bunch of things coming up. In the 9 o'clock hour, I'll be talking with John Hurst, the president of the Mass Retailers Association, and we'll talk again about, well, the season ahead and just the fate of retailers everywhere, big and small. So we'll do that. We'll also touch, of course, on Thanksgiving itself, the holiday, the meaning of it. But we thought we'd begin. Oh, and we'll have to mention the fact that President Trump is not going to hold up like Al Pacino at the end of Scarface. Apparently the GSA has now been given the go-ahead to begin the transition formally. But we'll have more on that later. The first order of business here on Nightside, where the telephone number is 617-254-1030, or 888-929-1030, is travel, or shall we say lack thereof. This is the first time in my lifetime, with the possible exception of the 9/11 issue, which was travel restrictions for a different reason, the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, saying basically do not travel. You're taking a huge risk by traveling. Now, it's still America. We can't put people in shackles for doing it. And millions will be traveling. However, many fewer millions than perhaps a traditional year. And so what I thought we'd do is invite you to call in with your own personal thoughts on the subject. If you are in the midst of traveling or heading out or having people come in, what concerns do you have? Do you plan on doing anything differently beyond masking up and doing what they ask you to do at the airport or train station? And what impact is this going to have overall? I mean, if the kinds of numbers of cases increase based on group crowds and sizes, as we've seen, then we could be in for a pretty big spike following this traditional time when we all get together, which really stinks because we love to get together on Thanksgiving. Most of us do. So we're going to certainly pose that question. And take a look at the stats. Logan Airport reports to us, Massport, that they are 80% down in terms of business from last year at this time. 80%. Now, I've been hearing statistics that suggest we had 3 million people already traveled from Friday to Sunday. So I don't know if it's other parts of the country where more traveling is taking place. But 80%. Logan, by the way, at least in some survey and some listing, is ranked number one in terms of safety for COVID protection. But it's a risky proposition nonetheless. At the same time, telling people they can't go to their relatives or can't gather is one of the most heartbreaking things you can ever imagine saying to somebody. I know, because I'm so many of you, I'm a victim of this myself. I won't be able to sit down with the gentleman who's answering the phones tonight. Andrew, my son, is producing the show tonight. I'm honored. And we won't be actually physically together, and neither will my grandkids or even my parents. So it's a very tricky situation. But we'd love to hear from you, get your sense as to what's going on. The governor, Charlie Baker, says dial back. Don't travel if you don't have to. All this while there's more good news about the third major pharmaceutical company, AstraZeneca, which says they've got a vaccine that's very potent and very, very promising as well. So that's three in the case of vaccines, three announcements within a week and a half to 2 weeks. So there you go. We'll certainly contemplate the impact of that. I had one bit of very good news, and that is one of the major doctors in charge of the Warp Speed program has suggested that by May, if the vaccine rolls out as expected by May, we will hopefully reach herd mentality of 60-70%, which really could cut the crisis down by size big time. So we certainly hope that is the case. Let's take some phone calls. Jordan Rich in for Dan Ray, in case you're wondering where I've been all these years. I've been here. I've not gone anywhere. I just don't get a chance to sit in for Dan that often because he's thankfully quite healthy and quite eager to get back. But occasionally he takes a vacation, and occasionally I show up and keep the seat warm. 617-254-1030. First caller is an old friend of mine and a friend of WBZ's, Mr. Buck in Gloucester. Hello, Buckaroo.
Hello, Jordan. How you doing, JR?
I'm fine, man. It's great. Likewise, likewise.
you know, 3 years ago, Beth and I celebrated our 30th wedding anniversary, and we went to Italy. And it was so fantastic. And you couldn't even consider that now. And as for Thanksgiving, we like to host and have our brothers in with families and everything. It's a real great experience, of course, and the start to the big holiday season, JR. And it's just going to be Beth, me, and our son, Matt.
Yep.
So
yep.
That's just what we're having to do, you know.
Are you philosophical about it as I am? I mean, I'm thankful that I'm healthy and my family's healthy, and if it means skipping out on this Thanksgiving, if next Thanksgiving returns to normal, I can grin and bear it. What about you?
I feel the same way. I do. I think it's something we have to endure. And I think you articulated it very well, and I agree. And I think that's neat, by the way, that Andrew was producing.
Yes.
You thought your son, that is fantastic.
Yeah. You know? We're the only father and son team, I believe, working a major talk show, at least in this area. So.
And his father is the greatest personality and voice on the radio
please.
That's ever existed. And that's not hyperbole.
Well, but he'll never let me live it down if you keep that up, I'll tell you that. Buck, just because I don't get a chance to talk to you enough, tell everybody what you do. Are you still acting and still trying to get gigs in that area?
I'll always do that for as long as I live. I'll represent the baby boom generation, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But there's nothing on that front either, you know, because it's the COVID, you know. But, you know, I do have a wonderful job with stair lifts, and I really enjoy helping the people stay in their homes. And, you know, JR, people are more interested in staying in their homes than ever before because of the threat of, you know, being in confined situations with other people, you know.
Sure.
In their nursing homes and stuff or you know, whatever. So, I'm coming back from one of those appointments now, and it's very gratifying. And I even help World War II veterans still, believe it or not. And I'm so honored.
That's terrific. Yeah, and you are the kind of guy, if anybody who knows this gentleman on the phone personally will attest, but I know you from years of listening and calling in, you're the kind of gentleman who loves to give back. And I think Thanksgiving is all about being grateful, but also maybe giving back and foregoing a little extra turkey to do it, or a few laughs with your relatives. It's going to be tough, but we'll survive, I think.
Very well stated. Yeah. Very well stated, Jordan. Yeah.
And so, just before you go, you mentioned your son. I remember when he was about knee high to me. He's quite tall and effective. Is he out of school?
Oh yeah, he graduated from UMass Dartmouth. Charlton College of Business, and he's all about the computer, you know, and doing work in that area, and very proud of him because, you know, your son and daughter and our son Matthew, you know, it's tougher to be growing up today, right? And I think it's quite a testament to their young lives to just keep a steady course. What do you think? Do you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. There were the great strides in culture, technology, and all that. We all are aware of that, but there are also huge pressures. And it's the one time, I believe, that the generation that we are fostering, you and me, has a tougher time overtaking us. In other words, they may not, I hate to say this, but they may not best us when it comes to income and career success in all cases, which is the first time in memory that that's happened.
That's what sociologists people are stating, you know, and economists. Yeah, they're saying that's very true, you know, where it hasn't been that case in generations past, you know. So that's pretty sobering, but it sort of dovetails to what we were talking about for Thanksgiving. You know, you face the situations that are today, and you stay strong and motivated, and you know. So I think they'll do very well. And again, I'm so proud of the character that our kids have and responsibilities. And so was I speaking to Andrew when I called in?
You sure were.
Well, let me tell you something. I was very impressed because he said, "Now let me get this straight. It's Buck." And I said, "Yeah, it is." You know, he was making clear, and I didn't even know it was your son at the time. But
no,
he was very polite.
He's very, very efficient.
Bob or something. You know. He was good.
Oh, that's great. Hey, listen, my friend, it's great to hear from you. Drive carefully, and I think you nailed it when you said being with the World War II vets, we should be able to handle a Thanksgiving like this staying in. It's not the end of the
right.
world.
That's you know? Exactly right.
All right, my friend.
They tell me wonderful stories of how they persevered and stories I'll never forget. And as well as Korean and Vietnam vets and everybody in who needs us, airlift help. Hey, happy Thanksgiving, my friend.
You too. Great to hear from you. What a wonderful way to start the show. I was just thinking as Buck and I were chatting about the kids, and not just the college-age kids who are coming home. They're traveling a lot, but also the little kids. I mean, the 4-year-olds, the 5-year-olds, the 6-year-olds. Granted, it's 8 months, 9 months, 10 months. It's been a rough go, and they've had to adjust to something that we in our childhood didn't have to adjust to, at least. It's very interesting sociological situation we find ourselves in. Suzanne, welcome. You're, I guess, in Newton, and now you're on WBZ. How are you, Suzanne?
Good evening, father of the fabulous Andrew.
I'm telling you, he's going to have his agent.
I will not be traveling for Thanksgiving, but
okay.
I will be spending it in my assisted living where one more case of COVID showed up 2 weeks ago, but all is well. I've already circled on my fabulous feast at midday, turkey, cranberry sauce, mashed potatoes, and whatever. And I will sit in my nice little apartment and say a blessing of thanks for all those who've gone before. My parents, we used to have a little, my mother would cook and, but that was long ago, but
now,
I'm here, and I'm very grateful.
Suzanne, let me ask, would normally this be the time for family to come in and visit with you and spend time with you? Or?
Well, actually, Mr. Rich, I'm an only child, so way back, I'm going to be 82 in December, way back when I was growing up, my mother and father and myself, after go to church or something, we would have a Thanksgiving dinner, and my mother would invite one or two neighbors who didn't have any place to go, and it was very nice. But I'm not, my late husband and I think didn't travel too much either, but my mother-in-law in New York cooked a fabulous Thanksgiving dinner once, so
I'm not
every sad diet in the world. I'm
right.
not happy just to have turkey and a piece of pie.
I was going to add, Suzanne, that what you're talking about with your mom in the old days, inviting somebody in who had no place to be or didn't have the means to have a meal, is something that happens normally. It happens across the country throughout this wonderful holiday, but obviously this time it's going to be a lot more unlikely that people will be asked in, strangers. So we just need to support, you know, the food banks and all the people who are doing what they can.
And in my assisted living, I mean, there are, you know, other people on my floor, and you know, I will maybe just knock on somebody's door with, I don't know, something wrapped up and
well, make it pumpkin pie, and nobody will turn that down, at least in my book. Anyway, Suzanne, thank you. I wish you the very best, and you've got a great attitude, and I think a lot of people can garner hope and strength from your attitude. Really appreciate it, dear. Take care.
Thank you so much, and thank you for taking my call, and you have a happy Thanksgiving.
All right, take care. 617-254-1030. People are, so far, unscientific, of course, people are hanging in there and making the most of what's going to be a tough day and a tough week. What else is tough is schoolboy football. I do not have any knowledge whatsoever about football games, high school, or whether or not they're going to be played as normal. I have no idea. So if somebody out there is representing a high school and would like to call, I could look it up, but I'd rather hear from somebody. 617-254-1030, because that's as big a tradition during Thanksgiving as anything. Tom, welcome. You're in West Virginia, but now you're here with me. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, wind the clock back to 2016. My wife met a guy that he was about 10 years older than us. I'm 61. He was a Vietnam vet. Guy had just lost his wife after many years from cancer. Mm-hmm. And my Thanksgivings are spent down here deer hunting in West Virginia, but we would celebrate Thanksgiving the weekend before Thanksgiving. And anyway, we kind of like took him on as a family member. And
yes,
he was a good guy.
So we've lost him, is that what you're saying, this year?
Yeah, he passed away. Age caught up with him, but that year, he spent Christmas with us. And when I grew a garden out back, he would come out and help. And I guess it was
take time
peace for him that mm-hmm. You know,
well, the fact that he had an impact on you, and it sort of relates to the holiday, which a lot of things do, I think that's a very touching and beautiful story. You're obviously very affected by him, his life, and losing him and having him move on. So
well, I feel bad for the guy that he lost his wife, and but you know, the only thing that is true in life is death and taxes, unfortunately. But he was a good dude, you know, and yeah, that was a good year in my life. So.
Well, I'll just say this, and I'm not a wise sage or philosopher, but when someone is remembered with the kind of zeal and passion and real admiration that you had for this gentleman, then he's still alive in many respects. So that's very nice to hear.
All I can say, it takes a lot of work weeding a garden.
Well, you sound like a guy who's up for the task, and appreciate it. Hey, listen.
My back ain't what it used to be.
I know the feeling. Tom, I wish you the very best, you and your family. Take care. Thanks for the call. 617-254-1030. So far, we haven't even touched on the travel thing from anybody, but that's okay. Maybe fewer people than even expected are traveling, and there isn't much for you to mention. Although, I did see some shots of various airports O'Hare, LAX, and so forth, which appeared pretty crowded, at least to me. And the idea that airports and airplanes are actually relatively safe because of the safety measures they've taken, you're still in crowds. You're still among people, even with masks. So that's what the CDC and all the experts are saying. And we want you to be safe. That's the important thing. The other key element of the travel that's happening is college students. Many colleges have released their students now, Thanksgiving, for a break that will take them probably through the end of January. So they've doubled up the break time, which makes a lot of sense. You know, you go straight through Thanksgiving and then you break. So a big swath of travel will affect, will consist, I guess, of college students, and we want them to be safe as well. All right, we'll take a short time out, 617-254-1030, and we'll see what you have to say about Thanksgiving and about travel. We'll talk about retail and shopping and stores in hour number two. Also, something interesting in the Globe magazine section besides the crossword puzzle that I do every week, and we might touch on this later, there are actually people who enjoy their work, and maybe more so now during the COVID-19 experience. So we'll get into a bunch of that stuff and anything else that's on your mind when we return. Jordan Rich in for Dan Ray. This is Nightside.
It's Nightside with Dan Ray.
Hey, Jim.
On WBZ, Boston's news radio.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's Nightside with Dan Ray on WBZ, Boston's news radio.
Hello again. Welcome. It's WBZ, where the time now is 8:32, and we're taking your phone calls. The subject so far is Thanksgiving week, the travel issue, whether or not you've changed your plans, whether or not it makes sense to tweak your plans. Are you concerned if you are traveling? And also just the Thanksgiving aura in general. Obviously, it's stunted, and people are going to be frozen out, no pun intended, of their warmth and family congeniality and all that kind of stuff. But can you get through it? I think it's possible. I think it's likely. I think we have to. Mike in Wellesley, thank you so much for standing by. Jordan in for Dan on Nightside. You're on the Ring Central line. Welcome, Mike.
Hey, Gordon. How you doing? I'm going to travel. I go back to New York about once a month, and I'm going to leave Thanksgiving morning. And I'm going to spend the holiday with my grandson and daughter and other daughter and son, and I'm going to stay there till Sunday. But I'm a little nervous about coming back into Mass, so I'm going to slip up into Vermont and come into Mass that way.
Now, are you going via train, bus, plane? How are you getting
driving,
there?
Driving.
Driving, okay.
But
okay.
You have to, like, I don't know if you have to fill out paperwork when you come back, but if you come from Vermont, you don't have to fill out any paperwork.
What about getting, are you thinking about a test before you go?
No, I haven't been around anybody.
Okay, and you have no symptoms.
I feel pretty good about it, I'm good. So
what about,
I can't afford to quarantine when I get back for 2 weeks, so I'm going into Vermont and coming back that way. So
I'm not sure, and maybe somebody in news could help me out, Andrew, about that situation when you're coming in from wherever. I know there are different rules for different states. But we'll see if we can get an answer.
Every state, correct me if I'm wrong, every state except Vermont and a little piece of Hawaii, you have to, like, fill out a travel log when you come back from that state.
Okay, yes, I got confirmation. Vermont and Hawaii, you're absolutely right. Okay, there you go.
Okay.
So unless you decide to go to Hawaii and swim back, which is unlikely.
No, I'm not going there.
Now, are your relatives in the city, or are they somewhere else in the state?
No, upstate New York, upstate. So
probably far away from a lot of people, right?
Far away from a lot of people, so I won't see many people at all. So.
Well, what do you think, Mike? If you're doing it, and I have no problem with that, but what do you think? Can people get through this? Will we get through this, just this holiday? I say buck up and
I
we should be able to do
it. We will, but I think people have to really be considerate about everything. You watch people going in and out of stores. They push the handles with their bare hands. You go to the grocery stores, and I always follow the right aisle. They're walking up the other aisles. I think if people, and I've always washed my hands all the time. I always use elbows to open and close doors, things like that. But people aren't doing that, and I think that's part of the issue. So.
Well, certainly the hand washing, it's nothing new, although it's been emphasized greatly. That has got to be the number one issue for so many people, because you're touching all kinds of things, including your face,
of
all
course.
Day long. And that's the best way to at least cut back on the threat. But what do you do for
I wouldn't fly right now. I wouldn't fly. I'm just nervous about flying. It's too close encounters. I get colds, and a lot of people do get colds when they fly during a healthy season, you know, so on an airplane.
Well, yeah, that's been my
filtered, it's moving around and
right, that's been my experience
too. You're going to get what Billy Bob has in the front seat, so that's what I think.
And you mentioned you go to New York on a semi-regular basis. Is it just family stuff, or is it work-related?
No, I work over here, but I live over there, kind of.
Ah, I see.
Back and forth.
All right. Well, listen, I wish you, most importantly, a safe and healthy weekend, and same thing for your family, obviously. But
it sounds like you're
taking good care and good precaution. You're a smart guy, so. Keep it up.
Same to you. Happy Thanksgiving. It's nice chatting.
Take care, man. Thank you. 617-254-1030. Here's the lovely lady in Michigan I know. Amy, is this the same Amy I spoke to earlier today? Amy? Now, don't go silent on me. Hello, Amy. I'll put her back on hold. 617-254-1030. I have that effect on women. You know, it's just they go completely ice cold and just turn the other cheek and don't want to deal with me. I understand that. Anyway, 617-254-1030. A little bit later, I guess we could talk. Let's do it now. There's a cut in the audio listings, Andrew, cut 80. It has to do with the governor of New Jersey. Now, before we play this cut, it's really fascinating. I just watched The Social Dilemma, great documentary on Netflix. In fact, I'm doing a review this weekend on my Now streaming feature. And it's all about the influence of social media and the giant tech companies and the addictive quality, but also how we are conditioned. We are definitely conditioned to lap onto join onto. I don't even can't think of the word. Latch. That's the word. How come I couldn't think of the word latch? I'm in big trouble. Couldn't latch onto something that we believe in and that we are firmly emotionally on the same team as. So there are two examples. One is Governor Newsom in California, right? Who went to this swanky restaurant last week or the week before, $400 or $500 a plate, indoors. Even though he said he was outdoors, part of it was indoors, and he got reamed for it in the press and all that. Then it happens in New Jersey with the governor of New Jersey, and that's all we hear. We hear that he's been called out by angry citizens. But then when you hear what these angry citizens sounded like, and you realize they're just obnoxious brutes, and this governor, as far as I can tell, was eating outside with his family, his wife and kids, and didn't have masks on because you have to eat, and it just seemed like a very different, totally different situation. But depending on whose news and what news feed you're getting, it sounded like the same situation, like he was just an elitist scoffing at the rest of the people. I do not know the governors of either state. But Andrew, cut 80, let's just play this. This is what happened to the governor in New Jersey when he was out eating outdoors, following the rules with his family.
Oh my God, it is.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh my God, Murphy.
How you doing?
Such a
you're having
you
fun
are
with your family. In the meantime, you're having all kind of other going on.
A little too drunk?
No, I'm not drunk, as a matter of fact.
Can you put your mask on?
You can go yourself. How's that?
Well, yeah. I don't need a mask on.
You know why I don't need a mask? Because there ain't nothing
like
wrong
Trump
with me.
I like your Trump phone.
You're right.
Guess who Trump likes? He likes my dad.
Yeah, he doesn't like your
fight.
He
does.
Thank you.
Let's go.
You know what? You.
All right. It just went on and on and on. And I don't care what side it's coming from. It often comes from the other side. He's a Democrat. It often comes from the Democrats aimed at Republicans having dinner. But it doesn't matter, either side. It's just crude, horribly crass behavior. And I'm so glad that I dug into it and heard the cut and actually saw the video, because my mind almost was made up that this was another Governor Newsom situation, but it was a slightly different situation. Anyway, I'd just like to point that out. Let's take another call. Let's go back to Amy, who is not going to play hide-and-seek anymore. Amy?
Hello, Jordan.
Hi.
No, this has not been my night for making phone calls, I guess.
Well, you're on the air on Nightside. Dan is on vacation, but I'm here for you. And
I see that.
What's going on?
I am thrilled to hear that you are filling in for Dan for this week and last. Long time no hear, my friend.
Yes. Tell us what's going on in Michigan. I understand the voting is over, finally.
Yeah, please. Finally is an understatement, yes. I just heard earlier, thanks to your Nicole Davis there, that Michigan finally certified things today.
Well, it's certainly going to be, if it was an uphill struggle for Trump before, it's almost impossible now. But he's not conceding officially, but he's allowed the GSA to begin the transition. So the transition will happen.
That.
So.
Yes, I did catch that. Thanksgiving, which was your earlier topic.
Yes.
I'm spending it with my aunt, but I'm hoping to do what a couple of your callers were talking about earlier, and that is connect with family and friends across the map. That will hopefully have a safe and pleasant Thanksgiving, whether traveling or not.
Well, I think
we are actually having dinner made for us by a young lady whose mother actually rented the little apartment that I am currently in from my aunt.
Very good. So you don't have to cook. That's beautiful.
Correct. Yes. I'll take that. I was actually going to...
Get ready for family fun that's out of this world at Big Air Trampoline Park inside Fieldhouse USA at the Polaris Mall. With over 40 attractions included in the admission price, there's something for everyone. From birthday parties to toddler time, and even daily deals like Mega Jump Mondays and Wednesdays, 2-for-1 Tuesdays, and family fun packages on Thursdays and Sundays, Big Air Columbus does it all. Big Air Columbus, where the fun never ends. Visit BigAirUSA.com/Columbus for details.
Probably I'm taking on the task of making dinner this year, but then my aunt told me 24 hours later, oh, by the way, dinner is being made for us. Okay, done.
That's beautiful. The greatest joy of Thanksgiving for me is eating and then taking a nap. I mean, it's one of my favorite things in the world. My favorite nap of the year is Thanksgiving Day.
Mm.
Tell everybody, Amy, what you do, because I spoke to Amy earlier today, and we had a nice conversation. What do you do on a daily basis?
Yes. Well, kind of a not so daily right now, but getting back to it here soon, I hope. I do Braille transcription, and my dear sir, did you get my email earlier? I hope.
Yes, I did. I haven't had a chance to respond.
Good. Yeah. No, that's fine. I just wanted to make sure you got it. I did find the book. Amazon promptly kicked me out when I found it, but I will go back and reorder the darn thing ASAP.
Oh, well, you're very sweet to do this. And Amy,
it will be done as soon as.
Amy,
I have to get my hands on a couple of pieces of equipment first.
All right. Well, listen, I should tell people, and it's not a big deal, but I wrote a little memoir. It's out now on Amazon, and I'm really happy with the fact that people from around the country are picking up on it. It's really a story of radio and my love affair with radio, and that's what it's called, my 50-year love affair with radio. And Amy has agreed to... So you're going to put it into Braille type, right?
Yes.
Into a Braille transcription?
Yes. Into Braille, yes.
I am so touched and honored. I plan on doing an audiobook probably at the beginning of the year, which is only a month away. But this is very, very sweet. Very, very sweet.
Well, yes, it needs to be done because there are publishers that are probably sitting there going, well, how do we reach those that don't have computer access, internet access? Well, guess what, people? She's right here.
All right. Well, listen,
seriously.
I've got to run for a break here, but it's lovely to hear from you. I'm glad you're having Thanksgiving safe and sound and prepared for you. And we'll
you
be in touch,
as
okay?
Well, and like I say, tell the rest of the crew over there hello for me, Dan, when he gets back. And
we will
play catch up again soon.
All right. Thanks, Amy. Sweet girl from Michigan. Let's go to David in the car on the Ring Central line here on WBZ. David, welcome.
Hey, welcome, Jordan. Thank you for taking my call. I'm reaching out to everybody that's living in fear. I am a 56-year-old man that has been working a job. I work 60 hours a week. I'm out there in the world. I spend time with my 90-year-old dad. I wear a face mask. I just spend time with my cousin. But I know everybody that I've been around. And everybody is kind of safe. I actually had to take a drug test, and I went into urgent care, and the people at urgent care, the person said I wanted to take a drug test, a COVID test, and they said it's $160, and they said why? It's because you didn't spend over 10 minutes alone with somebody without a face mask within 6 feet. So the reasons why you would have to actually get a test, the reasons were extraordinary. And I'm not telling everybody not to be scared, but I'm telling everybody not to live in fear that this thing is going to come and bite them every, you know. What do you think, Jordan? Do you think
it's
hiding around the corner ready
you? I believe there's an element of caution that has to be taken, that should be taken by everybody. Let's start with that. That makes perfect sense, right? You don't want to get sick if you don't have to. The numbers, even with Massachusetts, the numbers, I can't quote them exactly, but the population of Massachusetts is roughly 6 million people. It's a small percentage of those who have been infected, an even smaller percentage, thank God, who have passed. Never a good thing to think about people dying or suffering severely.
No, it isn't. No,
we have 330 million people, and I believe 20 million have been at least infected with the virus, some non-symptomatic.
And wearing a face mask, wear your face. There's no shame in that. There's no shame in a face mask. If it helps, or if you don't think it helps, there's no shame in it. You know, but the idea that we're living in fear that, you know, this thing is going to creep up and take you when you're not looking. It's bothersome that they've created this, you know, this undercurrent that everybody needs to, you know, live like tomorrow they're going to die. I just don't like it.
Well, a lot of this is generated by outrageous media sources. Not all, but
sure
many.
It is.
And I know there was a lot of talk before the election that it was ginned up, you know, to make the president look bad. And I think there was some of that. But but now it's still continuing. And a lot of it is same old, same old. It sells papers, you know. If it bleeds, it leads. Not to diminish what this thing is. It's a very severe pandemic, and it's extremely contagious.
Oh, boy. But, and it's a nasty one, too, the way it spreads, you know.
Well, the thing is, a lot of people who have had it, and many celebrities have had it, as you know, a lot of people who have had it are talking about how sick they really were, even without being hospitalized. And I had the flu 40 years ago was the last time I had the flu, because I've gotten the shot ever since. I thought having the flu 40 years ago was about as close to the worst thing on planet Earth that you can imagine. It's just horrific. You can't move. You can't eat. You don't feel like doing anything. You can't even lie down. So that's COVID plus. That's what we're dealing with, the flu plus.
Well, they only had 18 deaths And I'm not discounting the death amount, but the amount, like you said, you just stated a bunch of numbers. You know, 7 million people in Massachusetts, 330 million people in the country, and but the death numbers and the, you know, would you assimilate it to the flu itself? You know, it's not something that is the Black Death, or you know, I mean, it's I just think that the numbers, the ratios, I think we need to
well,
live, you know,
we do need to find a balance, a quote unquote healthy balance, which has been really tough. Although I think of it this way, when we started this horrible pandemic season back in March. Yeah. Pretty much everything was shut down. Nobody was going anywhere. Businesses weren't operating.
Yeah,
we've learned a lot. We have better therapeutics. We have the vaccine coming, and we have hopefully better understanding. Individuals have a better understanding of what to do to protect themselves.
You would think.
Anyway, I wish you the best, man. Where are you going to be for Thanksgiving? At home or visiting?
You know what? I've got a family where we usually have close to 33 of us for Thanksgiving, and we've called it off. You know, we don't want to, you know, be a super spreader. But if Thanksgiving is, you know, I may end up breaking leaves and making a few extra bucks on the side. You know, taking the day and having it be a day from, you know, Thanksgiving is almost going to be a day that I could just have for myself. Call me crazy, but Thanksgiving might be a day when, you know, I'm not called upon for work. It's actually a day when I love my family, but I don't have to see them because of COVID. And it might be a day for myself. So
you can,
you know, it's kind of a funny thing.
You can thank the day for you, for your own rest and relaxation and escape, a little chance to escape for the day. Although I would do anything but rake leaves. I can't stand that job. I don't have to do it anymore, but ugh.
I've got a special system for raking leaves. So,
right.
You know what I mean? I bag them. I'm Dave the Bagger, they call me. Dave the Bagger.
All right, Dave the Bagger. We'll call you that from now on. That's your new moniker. Thank you so much. Be well, my friend. A lot of enthusiasm in that guy's voice. I like that. Yeah. When we come back, we're going to be talking with John Hurst about retail in Massachusetts. He's with the Trade Association. And not just Massachusetts, but we'll get his take on retail around the country. And what is this Black Friday going to be like? And is the online shopping experience just going to blow everything out of the water? I'm sure it will. But is it going to be a standard bump for retailers after a terrible, terrible year? So we'll talk with John about that. And also a little bit later, we'll chat a little bit about jobs, because this Globe magazine piece was kind of interesting. The fact that they were so upbeat, that many people who are lucky enough to have jobs, and many of you don't, and boy, my heart breaks for you. But those who have jobs, even jobs that are not, shall we say, high paying or that exciting on paper, some people seem to be satisfied. Usually you get just the opposite reaction. Do you like your work? Ugh. But that was good to see. So maybe we'll just do a little mini survey ourselves. Anyway, Dan is on vacation. This is Jordan Rich filling in, and we will continue after these words.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo, and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.